You're listening to Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and today's show is all about toilets. Okay, so up or down? The great toilet seat debate may sound kind of funny, but when you share a commode, say in an office, it can be deadly serious. This came up recently at a certain alt-weekly newspaper in Seattle.
I'm Katie Herzog, and I'm a staff writer at The Stranger.
My name's Lester Black, and I'm a staff writer at The Stranger.
Katie and Lester have pretty different thoughts about how people should leave the lid. And if you think you know where this is going, keep listening. This is not your typical battle of the sexes bickering. We dropped by The Stranger to shed some new light on an old problem.
It all started with one of my colleagues, Natalie Graham, writing something on a Friday afternoon calling out the men of the office for leaving the toilet seat raised. The gender that is most often sullying the toilet seat are men. Men are to be blamed for making the toilet seat dirty in general, but everyone has an interest in making sure that toilet seat is clean. So I have thought about it for a while, and I've come to the logical conclusion that leaving the toilet seat raised is actually an insurance policy on making sure that toilet seat never has any dribbles of urine on it.
I really appreciate that Lester took a lot of time to think about this. I think that he got one thing wrong, though. The philosophical principle that I try to live by is utilitarianism. So, under utilitarianism, you act in the way that brings the greatest happiness to the greatest number of people. And at The Stranger, there are more women than there are men in the editorial department where we share the toilets. There are, by my count, 12 females and 9 males. There's a more than 50% chance that the person using the toilet after or before Lester is going to use it in the sitting down position. So by his logic, he's forcing everybody to touch the toilet. By my logic, if you put it down every time, there's a less than 50% chance that the person after you needs to touch the toilet. So he's just like, he's like mansplaining the toilet situation.
I respect Katie's utilitarianism. I think there's a lot to be learned from utilitarianism, but not when it's applied in the wrong direction. And it seems that Katie's main application of utilitarianism here is to avoid having to touch a toilet seat, which is not what I think the main problem of using the bathroom is. And honestly, this aversion is concerning to me. I think that it says something revealing. Is Katie Herzog washing her hands when she leaves the bathroom?
I don't just wash my hands after I use the toilet every single time. I wash my face and most of my upper body. I am appalled by this ad hominem attack, Lester.
If you're washing your hands, it doesn't matter if the seat is up or down. It doesn't matter if you have to touch the toilet seat. The only thing that should matter is that there is a clean toilet seat and you're washing your hands and your hands are clean when you leave.
When you walk into a bathroom and the toilet seat is up, it looks dirty. Even if it's actually cleaner than it is, even if there's less likelihood that there's going to be urine dribble on the top of the seat, it still looks bad. And so, I don't know, it looks like a frat house. It looks like just a place where men monopolize and don't have any respect for the women in their lives, Lester.
We're bringing up aesthetics at this point, which I think is interesting because aesthetically, a lowered toilet seat is not pleasing. What is aesthetically pleasing is a lowered lid. If we're going to start lowering the lid, which I would be interested in discussing, that would also bring up the fact that people of all genders and types of relieving themselves would need to touch the toilet seat. So this, I think, might be a concern to someone like Katie who doesn't like the toilet seat and perhaps is washing her hands, but we don't know.
I think closing the lid makes the bathroom look better, it makes it look cleaner. I think that would be a good solution. Plus, the fact that when you close the toilet lid before you flush, it prevents all of the particulate matter that is within the toilet from being released into the air, which is also very disgusting.
You're telling me that you would agree right now to always close the lid before flushing and exit with lid closed?
Yes.
I could agree to that too.